Center. Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Williams Chiropractic, your partner in good health, and by Greeley Signs and Graphics. Whether you're just starting a business or wanting to replace and improve your existing signage, Greeley Signs and Graphics is ready to help. It is 62 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. Michael Cohen admitting he stole money from the Trump Organization. The former fixer being questioned again by the defense earlier today in the former president's hush money trial. We're also learning that closing arguments aren't expected until next week.
He doesn't want there to be a lot of space between closing arguments, the charge to the jury, and when deliberations begin. So it looks like he'll let the closings occur next week. And then the jury charge and finally deliberations.
ABC's Aaron Katursky on Judge Juan Marchand's decisions. Elections are expected to be held in Iran in the next 50 days now that it's been confirmed President Ibrahim Raisi was killed in a helicopter crash. The International Criminal Court is seeking warrants for war crimes and crimes against humanity against the leaders of Hamas and Israel, including Prime Minister Netanyahu. This is ABC News. The attorney for world champion golfer Scottie Scheffler says he'll plead not guilty later this week to charges following last week's incident outside the PGA tournament in Louisville.
According to the police report, champion golfer Scottie Scheffler was behind the wheel being directed by a police officer around an unrelated fatal accident scene when he refused to comply and accelerated forward, dragging the officer to the ground. Scheffler later calling his arrest a big misunderstanding and that he never intended to disregard any of the officer's instructions. Louisville's mayor says there is no body camera footage from the police officers, but he says video of the incident could be released this week.
ABC's Derek Dennis. The portal connecting New York City and Dublin, Ireland is back open. The live video link was temporarily closed after inappropriate behavior, including some people exposing themselves. There are new security measures in place. Daria Alvinger, ABC News.
Springtime is here, and maybe you're hurting after a long winter season. Does your back ache just looking at a lawn rake or hoe? Did you slip and fall during the winter? It's time to see Williams Chiropractic in downtown Bosque Belle and be ready for warm weather and a great summer. Most insurance is accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Bosque Belle, your partner in helping you get the most out of spring and summer.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpson's Tractor, TC Autoworks, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Tech.
Good afternoon. It is a rainy 62 degrees in Richland Center at 12:04. Our forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies with occasional showers tapering off this afternoon with a high of 69. Tonight, variable clouds with isolated showers possible, a low of 58. And tomorrow, muggy with a few sun peaks, otherwise breezy with scattered thunderstorms, some likely severe late in the day, and a high of 82. In Richland Center, the air is calm and it's 62 degrees.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
A comfort in a time of need.
out the savings at Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get 0% financing with cash back available. There are special offers on hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all kinds, from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors, and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC standard terms and conditions apply. Cashback amounts vary and are applied at time of sale. Cashback offers are only available in financing purchase with CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Good afternoon. It is a rainy 62 degrees in Richland Center at 1208. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. One person is dead after a UTV crash in Crawford County Friday. The sheriff's office said a 79-year-old woman from Ferryville was killed when the UTV she was driving was hit by a vehicle. Investigators said the woman was crossing Highway 171 when she drove in front of a vehicle, causing the crash. The driver of the vehicle, a 69-year-old woman from Gays Mills, was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. Her passenger was not hurt. The UTV driver was pronounced dead at the scene. Starting today, construction begins on a part of Highway 82 in Vernon County. The Wisconsin DOT says Highway 82 between Highway 35 and Highway 27 will be resurfaced. This week, crews will be marking intersections and detours, and beginning next Tuesday, Highway 82 will be closed until mid-September. The DOT says that the posted detours will use Highway 56 and Highway 14. The project will then wrap up in early October. Wisconsin Republicans endorsed their U.S. Senate candidate at their state party convention. Banker and real estate developer Eric Hovde was the only Senate candidate who met the qualifications to speak and be on the state party's endorsement ballot over the weekend in Appleton, although some delegates wanted to hear from UW-Stevens Point College Republican Rajani Ravindran. Party leaders said Ravindran was not allowed to speak because she didn't meet the qualifications. Hovde will face incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin in November. The Real Clear Politics average of polls shows Baldwin with a 6.8 lead over Hovde. The Democratic Party of Wisconsin will hold its state convention next month in Milwaukee. The same city will host the 2024 Republican National Convention in July. Wisconsin Republicans are stressing party unity after this weekend's state convention in Appleton. U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde.
To the old guard, welcome the new guard. They bring new energy, new ideas. We need them to refresh our party. And to the new guard, be respectful of the old guard. They have worked tirelessly for this party, not only for years, but for decades.
Senator Ron Johnson told the state party convention that includes those with differing ideas about reproductive rights.
Trust me, I know people don't like what I'm saying. Many people in this room do not like what I am saying. I'm just laying out the reality situation because in the end, we have to win elections.
Delegates elected Terry Dittrich and Pam Travis to the Republican National Committee. Travis helped submit a false slate of electors for Donald Trump 3.5 years ago. Wisconsin's most powerful Republican was not at the convention. Assembly Speaker Robin Foss was booed at last year's gathering. A special little pachyderm will hail the coming of the Republican National Convention to Milwaukee this July. Milwaukee's National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum has unveiled a limited edition elephant bobblehead to commemorate the event. The museum's co-founder, Phil Sklar, said the statuette has a red, white, and blue elephant with the stars and stripes and a base that says Milwaukee, Wisconsin 2024, backed by a picture of the city skyline. Each bobblehead will be individually numbered up to 2024. There's more information at bobbleheadhall.com. Many Democrats campaigning for the Senate this year say they support suspending the filibuster rule to pass nationwide abortion protections. Some warn that Republicans will do the same to impose a federal abortion ban if they win control of Congress in November. But that may not be the case. Several leading Republican senators say they oppose changing the longstanding rule, even if their party retakes the chamber. The filibuster requires 60 votes in the 100-member Senate to advance most legislation. It's been a roadblock for the party in power to push its agenda, but it can also be changed by just a simple majority vote. The leading Democrat in the Wisconsin Assembly says she thinks her party can take the majority this year. That would mean winning 52 seats this year.
It is a big lift for us to flip 15 seats in 1 year. No question. Do I think we're building the infrastructure to do it and have the candidates to do it? I do. I think it's entirely possible.
Representative Greta Neubauer told a WisPolitics luncheon last week that lawmakers will have to be more responsive to voters under new maps, no matter who wins in November. States have for decades been using foster children's federal Social Security benefits to help cover the cost of state services. The practice has saved states millions of dollars, but that's beginning to change in some states under pressure from child advocates who contend it is immoral and detrimental to kids. Since 2018, at least a dozen states have taken some steps to either halt, scale back, or provide greater notice of their use of children's benefits to cover required foster care costs. Some states have enacted laws requiring those funds to instead be set aside for the child's future needs as they transition to adulthood. A top U.S. pediatricians group is making a sharp policy change about breastfeeding by people with HIV. The group says they can breastfeed as long as they are taking medications that effectively suppress the virus that causes AIDS. It's a reversal in a long-standing policy from the American Academy of Pediatrics. The group made the changes Monday, effectively overturning guidance that dated back decades. Experts say drugs used to treat HIV can reduce the risk of passing the virus to infants to less than 1%. About 5,000 people who have HIV give birth in the U.S. each year. Five affordable housing developments are getting extra funding. The housing crisis in Madison is extraordinary, worse than much bigger cities like Nashville or Austin. The Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority is giving tax credits to the five projects. They'll create 450 units, and more than half have to be for lower-income renters. State officials and developers say these developments will make a dent in Madison's housing crisis, but there's a lot more work to do. You might have noticed more patrols on Beltline. State troopers and Dane County deputies are increasing their presence on Madison's most used highway. WisDOT Secretary Craig Thompson says they're seeing more of what they call risky driving behaviors, extreme speeding, aggressive driving, and using the flex lane when it's closed. He even says one morning they caught a driver on the Beltline going 120 miles per hour. Those extra patrols will continue throughout the summer. Marijuana has been reclassified at the federal level, but here in Wisconsin, a Democratic lawmaker doesn't expect much to change. Last week, the Biden administration moved cannabis into the Drug Enforcement Administration's less hazardous Schedule 3 classification. Milwaukee State Senator LaTanya Johnson doesn't expect attitudes to change among her Republican colleagues.
Unfortunately, Republicans at the helm still consider marijuana to be a gateway drug. and they're unwilling to budge.
Johnson says the reclassification just makes sense.
There is no reason that marijuana should be classified as a Schedule 1 drug when fentanyl is classified as a Schedule 2. We all know what's fueling the epidemic here, what's fueling the overdoses.
A limited, tightly controlled medical marijuana bill failed to advance in Wisconsin legislature last session due to strong opposition by Senate Republicans. Gas prices have risen 7.4 cents over the last week. The average across Wisconsin today is $3.37 per gallon. This is 2.3 cents lower than a month ago and over 10 cents lower than this time last year. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, predicts good news with their summer travel forecast that comes out Tuesday. Prices over the next few months will stay far under record levels and should continue trending lower as we get closer to July 4th. A motorcyclist was injured in a crash Friday night after eluding sheriff's deputies. The Richland County Sheriff's Department reports attempting to stop Benjamin Peterson, 29, of Mazomania, around 720 on State Highway 60. Peterson began to flee the deputy while heading eastbound at a high rate of speed. Deputies decided to terminate the pursuit in the interest of public safety near Schmidt Lane after Peterson passed a car in a no-passing zone towards oncoming traffic. After deputies deactivated their emergency lights and siren, they checked the area and were unable to locate Benjamin Peterson or his motorcycle. A short time later, Richland County Dispatch received a 911 call about a possible motorcycle crash on State Highway 60 near County Highway TB. Deputies arrived on scene and provided medical care with the assistance of bystanders until EMS arrived. Lone Rock EMS began medical care and transported Benjamin Peterson to Gotham, where UW MedFlight was waiting. Peterson's motorcycle was not visible from the road and was later found several hundred feet in the woods. During contact with law enforcement, Benjamin Peterson was showing signs of impairment. Charges of fleeing and eluding law enforcement, felony bail jumping, OWI, and second-degree recklessly endangering safety are pending. The Richland County Sheriff's Department was assisted on scene by the Lone Rock Fire, Muscadet Fire, UW MedFlight, and Richland Center Police Department. The UW Police Department assisted with the OWI investigation. Iowa County Sheriff's deputies conducted a traffic stop on U.S. Highway 14 near Blinn Road in the town of Arena early Saturday morning at approximately 2:35. As a result of the traffic stop, Jeffrey Bogrand, 23, of Gotham, was arrested and transported to the Iowa County Jail and booked on charges of IID tampering, failed to install, violating a court order, operating while revoked, and three counts of felony bail jumping, where he remains. Saturday afternoon around 4:20, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a disturbance at a residence on 8th Street in Avoca. Iowa County Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene, and as a result of the disturbance, Jerry L. Wilder, 28, of Avoca, was arrested on charges of disorderly conduct and probation violation. Wilder was transported to the Iowa County Jail on a probation and parole hold. Someone's plans to harvest dozens of apparent marijuana plants grown on the Wisconsin State Capitol grounds have gone up in smoke. WMTV reported Thursday that the plants sprouted in a tulip garden outside the Capitol building. Tatiana Warwick, a spokeswoman for the State Department of Administration, told the Associated Press Friday that workers had removed the plants, but that her agency couldn't determine if they were marijuana or hemp. Both are forms of cannabis, but only marijuana has the compound that gets people high. She didn't say how they might have ended up there. University of Wisconsin-Madison botanist Shelby Ellison, who examined the plants before they were removed, said there were too many to have grown there accidentally. It is a rainy 62 degrees in Richland Center at 1220. Crawford County dairy royalty candidates have been announced. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Experience a different way of living at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Hi, this is Andrea. Every room in your home has a function, and the right kind of furniture can maximize your space to the fullest. We'll help you select the right pieces to fit your lifestyle from our showroom with over 25,000 square feet of home furnishings and decor. Visit us today to discover how you can achieve a different way of living. Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
In a world with so many things being the same, it's kind of fun to find something different. At WCCU Credit Union, we are striving to be that different kind of financial. A place that offers you the best of both worlds. Whether you want to do business in person or online, we have local people you know and trust, along with secure and robust online banking. Also, we have some awesome rates on savings, loans, and checking too. For more information or to compare our rates, stop on in to any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. All deposits are federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
It is a rainy 62 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:22. 2024 Crawford County Dairy Royalty candidates have been announced. The 68th annual Crawford County Dairy Princess candidates include Grace Callahan, the daughter of Josh and Carrie Callahan. Grace is a student at River Ridge High School, where she has been in FFA for 3 years. Her supervised agriculture experience for FFA is raising, taking care of, and showing dairy cattle. She is also a member of the dairy judging team and has been a member of the Junior Jersey Association for 2 years. Ava Forty is the daughter of Travis and Tasha Forty of Prairie du Chien. She is a junior at Prairie du Chien High School, where she is involved in FFA and more. In FFA, she serves as the chapter reporter. This April, she served as the 2024 Ag Day Committee Coordinator, planning and coordinating all the events that took place. Ava's coursework includes foods and nutrition, where she taught special education children the importance of food nutrition, greenhouse management, large and small animal science, natural resources, and landscaping. Candidates for the 26th annual Crawford County Little Miss Squirt are Emmeline Saylor, the daughter of Robert and Angela Saylor, who is 10 years old. She will be a fifth grader at North Crawford Schools in the fall. Emmy enjoys helping on her farm of 125 sheep, 25 cows, 6 sows, and a handful of chickens. Ashlyn Nolan, the daughter of John and Carrie Nolan, is 9 years old from Prairie du Chien. She is a third grader at Prairie Catholic School. Ashlyn has been a member of the Eastman Cloverleaf 4-H Club for 5 years and is in 4-H Dairy Project and Shooting Sports. She likes to help her dad with the calf chores and showing calves at the fair. This year's coronation will be held at the Dairy Breakfast Saturday, June 1st at the Crawford County Fairgrounds in Gays Mills. The candidates and the reigning dairy royalty team will be greeting guests from 6 to 10. The coronation program will begin at 8. Farewell speeches by Princess Ellery Young and Little Miss Squirt, Ivy Achenbach, will be followed by contestant speeches and the coronation. There will also be a special appearance by Ashley Hagenow, Wisconsin's 76th Allison Dairyland. The world has some new euchre champions, crowned right here in Wisconsin. The event was held over the weekend in New Glarus, and there were hundreds of competitors. Todd and Judith Wolf from Dubuque and Madison, respectively, won the doubles contest. Meanwhile, Yamuna Reddy of Chicago took home the singles prize. The weekend was a fundraiser for the New Glarus Cares Community Foundation so they can build a new inclusive playground. The Richland Hospital and Clinics will be hosting Safe Talk, a suicide prevention workshop Tuesday from 4 to 7. Attendees will learn how to recognize the warning signs of someone contemplating suicide and strategies to intervene. This free workshop is being offered in partnership with Farmwell Wisconsin, a program of the Southwestern Wisconsin Community Action Program. The workshop will offer resources for those with suicidal thoughts, including the Wisconsin Farmer Wellness Helpline and 988, the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Suicide rates increased statewide by 38% from 2000 to 2021, and the rates are even higher in rural areas. Many experts attribute the higher rates in rural areas to the challenges of farming and the discomfort many feel when talking about mental health. Sean Monson, one of the facilitators of Safe Talk and the program coordinator for Farmwell Wisconsin, says the workshop offers strategies that address those issues head-on. Along with Monson, Safe Talk will be facilitated by Kim Mindum, a certified grief support specialist. A free meal will be provided for all attendees. Those interested can call Munson at 608-553-0095 or register online at swcap.org. Click on the calendar tab and select May 21st. The organizers remind anyone struggling with their mental health to dial 988 for immediate help or call the Wisconsin Farmer Wellness Helpline at 888-901-2558 if it applies to you. The American Red Cross is asking you to give blood or platelets during Trauma Awareness Month in May to keep hospitals prepared for all transfusion needs, including emergencies. Three opportunities to donate will be held this week. The first is today, from now until 5:30 at the Reedsburg Recreation Center. The second will be held Wednesday from 9 to 1:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo, and the third will be held Thursday from 11:30 to 4:30 at the Cross Plains Fire Department. Book a time to give now by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Walk-ins will be accepted as time allows. Spring in Wisconsin is one of the peak times for getting a sunburn, so you'll want to be weather-ready by slathering on the sunscreen. Here's what's happening. UV radiation strengthens as the sun reaches a more direct angle. This occurs throughout May and into June, leading up to the summer solstice on June 21st. The sun is then at its highest angle, which means the strongest UV rays could cause your skin to burn. But being caught off guard in the spring sun strikes a lot of us, so protect yourself and your skin. The City of Richland Center will be placing flags in front of veterans' headstones on Wednesday, starting at 4:30, to honor them for Memorial Day. Volunteers would be appreciated to help. All volunteers can meet in the cemetery starting at 4:30 Wednesday afternoon. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection, and University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension are teaming up to launch a new Spongy Moth Resource Center. The website, which replaces the state's former interagency Spongy Moth Information webpage, makes it easier for Wisconsinites to access the latest information and advice on the invasive spongy moth. Spongy moth caterpillars feed on many tree and shrub species, stripping trees of their leaves. While otherwise healthy trees usually recover within a few weeks, repeated defoliation or the introduction of other stressors, such as drought, disease, or other pests, could lead to tree mortality. Experts believe this spring and summer could be another busy season for spongy moth caterpillars. May is National Foster Care Month, and this marks a special time of year to raise awareness about the needs of over 6,000 children and youth in the foster care system in Wisconsin, and to recognize the thousands of dedicated foster families, relative providers, social workers, and service providers who care for those youth. Vernon County is always in need of more loving and caring foster parents. If you are interested in changing the life of a child through foster care, contact Human Services at 608-637-5210. To learn more about becoming a foster parent, visit Vernon County Department of Human Services at vernoncounty.org or the Wisconsin Department of Children and Families at dcf.wisconsin.gov/fostercare/become. It's 61 degrees in Richland Center at 12:30. Today's vital statistics are next.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow! He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
Transform your space with Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your ultimate destination for custom craftsmanship and quality. They offer a seamless experience as your one-stop shop for custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and flooring options. Their cabinets, unlike box store options, are meticulously crafted from plywood. Say no to ordinary and yes to extraordinary. Visit Foggy Bottom Woodworks at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call them at 739-4440.
Fuller's Milker Center LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
It's 61 degrees in Richland Center, 29 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Monday, May 20th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Jacob Carl Jake Linscheid, 80 of Muscadet, died May 11th at Edenbrook in Platteville. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet Wednesday from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11. The family requests people wear a shirt from their favorite sports team to the service. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Jake Linscheid is survived by his wife Beth, two children, Kelly and Dale Manning of Plymouth, and Jay and Stacy Linscheid of Reedsburg. Four grandchildren, a brother, Jerry Linscheid of Richland Center, a sister, Susan and Gordon Kremer of Cassville, two sisters-in-law, Mary and John Franklin and Nancy Powell, all of Monona, a brother-in-law, Terry and Chris Powell of Des Moines, Iowa, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Jacob Carl, Jake Linscheid, 80 of Muscadet. Edward L. McLaren, 61 of Soldiers Grove, died Wednesday at Vernon Memorial Healthcare. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Woodstock Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 1 until the time of service at 2. The family requests memorials be directed to the family for funeral expenses. Ed McLaren is survived by his life partner, Joy Deal of Soldiers Grove, two children, Robert Lee and Carrie McLaren of Iowa, and Barbara Jean McLaren of Soldiers Grove, seven grandchildren, a brother, Perry McLaren of Iowa, a sister, Deborah Hedberg of Soldiers Grove, and many other relatives and friends. Edward L. McLaren, 61, of Soldiers Grove. Robert Bob Bird Jr., 67 of Hillsboro, died Thursday after a battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Thursday from 4 to 8 with a time of remembrance, fellowship, and a shared meal at 6 at the Field Veterans Memorial Park in Hillsboro. Memorials may be made to the Robert E. Bird Jr. Memorial Scholarship Fund. Bob Bird is survived by his wife, Ann, daughter, Stephanie and Jacob Bird, two granddaughters, his sister, Stella and Kevin Walker, a niece and nephew, great-nieces and nephews, several cousins and special friends. Robert Bob Bird Jr., 67 of Hillsboro. Russell William Rylander Jr., 63 of Belleville, died Thursday at home following a brief illness. A celebration of life will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Russell Rylander is survived by his wife, Linda, mother-in-law, Joanne McCauley, brothers and sisters-in-law, Dan and Midge McCauley, Brad and Ginger McCauley, Connie and Dale McGinnis, Dennis Jennings and Kathleen Jennings. Two stepchildren, Stephanie and Todd Williams, and Frederick and Thomas Hewitt IV. A granddaughter, special aunts and uncles, Richard and Kathy Ewers and Patricia, Pat Dutt, friend Augusta Gus Westfall, and many nieces, nephews, cousins, other relatives, and friends. Russell William Rylander, Jr., 63, of Belleville.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Chris and Debbie Fink. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, rain totals so far today have generally been running upwards of about a third of an inch to a half an inch, with some three-quarters of an inch amounts located down toward Boscobel and Lone Rock, so pretty impressive. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. We're going to see several more waves of showers and thunderstorms through tomorrow night as a strong low-pressure system sweeps out of the central plains up toward northwest Wisconsin by tomorrow night. We're likely to see, in fact, some severe weather tomorrow especially. Could be a widespread outbreak in the afternoon to early evening from southern Wisconsin down through parts of Iowa, Illinois. Tornadoes, very large hail, and high winds all expected, as well as some torrential rainfall, so definitely stay tuned for updates on that. Behind that system, we'll catch a break Wednesday into Thursday. The forecast for the rest of today, mostly cloudy with occasional showers tapering off in the afternoon. High at 69 degrees. The wind generally variable up to 10. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, couple of isolated showers possible, low at 58. Tomorrow, muggy and warmer with highs around 82. Look for some scattered thunderstorms, some of those likely severe later in the day. Southeast wind turning south at 15 to 25. Thunderstorms tomorrow evening gradually diminishing, low at 56. Wednesday, patchy sunshine, breezy and cooler, high 67. Thursday, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-70s. And Friday, turning cloudy with a good chance of showers by afternoon, maybe a thunderstorm, high 74. Saturday, mostly cloudy with periods of rain likely, high at 71. And Sunday, partly sunny and mild with a high of 72 degrees. So again, the rest of today, some scattered showers, high 69. They should gradually diminish. Some heavier storms building up tomorrow. Stay tuned for updates. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's currently a rainy 61 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 78, our low this morning was 59. Our high so far today, 64. The record high for this date, set in 1972, is 91. The record low, 29, was set in 1954. Last year's high was 74 with a low of 41. Sunset today will be at 8:24 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:32. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm. The barometer's at 29.80, and we have received just over an inch of rain, 1 4/100ths of an inch of rain so far today. And it is currently a rainy 61 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
The price forecast for U.S. corn and soybeans is a bit on the bearish side. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Lower prices are expected for soybeans at the end of this crop year. The chairman of the USDA's World Outlook Board, Mark Jekanowski, says a record soybean crop is projected globally,
both in the U.S. and in South America. That leaves U.S. growers most likely looking at lower prices for this new crop year. The season average market price forecast at $11.20 per bushel, down $1.35 year over year.
Jekanowski says the U.S. soybean crop is likely to be just under 4.5 billion bushels this year. As for corn, production is expected to drop.
Despite that lower production, total supplies are actually going to be up a bit because we're carrying in some fairly large beginning stocks. So for next year, we expect the season average price at $4.40 per bushel, down 25 cents per bushel from the old crop year.
Bottom line, says Jekanowski, season average market prices for soybeans will likely be down about 11% from a year ago, and corn down 5%. Stocks for both wheat and rice are predicted higher as well, with lower prices anticipated. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Wet weather is slowing down farmers. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Farmers for Soil Health, in partnership with the Conservation Information Technology Center, is offering financial incentives to Wisconsin producers. Learn more at farmersforsoilhealth.com. Scattered rains have slowed down field work activities throughout the Midwest. Elliot Uphoff farms in Shelby County, Illinois. He tells Brownfield that he's only had 100 acres of soybeans planted as of May 17th.
I'm feeling good. We haven't made any mistakes yet, so that's good. There's still a window to get things planted, and it's not as timely as we'd like, but I still think the opportunity to plant a good crop is out there. We're just still trying to remain patient.
Even at this point of the season, he says he's not going to plant the crop into poor field conditions. A new facility at Kansas State University is expected to provide revolutionary research and innovation in food product development, safety, and security. Brownfield's Brett Barnett has more from the groundbreaking ceremony.
U.S. Senator Roger Marshall says the Global Center for Grain and Food Innovation will help find solutions for some of agriculture's biggest challenges.
Not only is it going to help our producers produce more with less, but this is how we feed the world through these innovations that we're going to be studying here.
KSU President Richard Linton tells Brownfield,
this is the biggest agricultural project in total cost and total number of buildings ever done at a land-grant university in America.
Troy Anderson with Colorado-based Ardent Mills says they donated $3.5 million to help the facility with its agricultural collaborations.
Whether it's research or industry engagement to solve these problems that people like us need help solving is one of the most value-driven aspects that's going to come.
From Manhattan, I'm Brent Barnett. Brownfield.
Abundant May moisture across much of the Midwest has boosted the outlook for hay and forages. Iowa Cattlemen Association CEO Brian Whaley says he was concerned about dryness going into the spring.
We have a creek that runs through there, and I had never seen it dry up. It runs right into the Boone River, and it was dry last year. It's not now. Tiles are running, and we got water rolling back, which is a great thing. But, you know, we do have a significant amount of grass early on in our season here.
Whaley says despite the prospect of more hay on the market this year, he's not expecting much, if any, reduction in price. An ag economist says dairy farmers have experienced slow and steady improvements to prices over the last quarter, and he's optimistic it will continue. Rabo Research's Lucas Fees tells Brownfield,
we do see and do continue to see some improvement in milk prices here over the next several months. And I think when we couple that with a little bit of an improvement on the feed cost side of things as well, generally improved news for U.S. dairy farmers.
He says cheese markets have been driving recent Class 3 gains. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Farming comes with trade-offs. An extra pass means dinner in the cab. An early morning becomes a late night. Unnecessary restrictions turn into headaches. But when you make Enlist herbicides the foundation of your herbicide program, the trade-offs will be in your favor. Effective weed control that's ready to work when you are. Flexible tank mix options and neighbor-friendly applications. All without the need to jump through hoops. See what you'll gain with America's most trusted herbicide system protecting your Enlist E3 soybean fields at Enlist.com.
Throughout the growing season, you're tasked with making tough choices, starting with the seed, reading all that trial data. You even have your neighbors weigh in. And when you do plant that smart decision, how you'll protect it, well, that's an easy choice. The soybean herbicide portfolio from Corteva Agriscience. With products like Sonic Herbicide, you'll be complementing your Enlist system with the soybean residual protection that'll tackle the toughest weed challenges all season long. See how a program approach can help you protect every acre at Corteva.us.
Hello, this is Chase Hassett, 2-1 Tim's Rock Auction Realty, with sales results and upcoming events. Smaller sale and crowd. Everyone is in the fields. Large squares topped at 195 a ton, and large rounds topped at 150 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Online only auction ending May 29th at 6 p.m. Soft clothes, guns, tools, Avon, and more. Watch for more online-only auctions. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timsuckauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
A quiet start to the week for direct cash cattle and cash hog business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to its typically quiet start to the week. Bids and asking prices have yet to surface as buyers and sellers are busy taking inventory and preparing for the week ahead. It's likely significant trade volume will be delayed until at least midweek or later. Business last week, for the most part, held out until Friday, and it was worth the wait. Dress deals on the north were up mostly $300, $5 higher than the prior week's weighted averages. Live deals in the south were up mostly $186, $2 higher than the previous week's business. This week could be a repeat, especially with Friday's cattle on feed numbers. Boxed beef is higher at midday on solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 80 cents at $3.14.25. Select is $3.95 higher at 301.35. In Nebraska last week, steers and heifers were unevenly steady. The USDA says demand was moderate to good for calves and feeders. There was also good demand for cow-calf pairs as some cattlemen are working to fill their summer grass needs. Carryover for hay stocks in Nebraska is actually up 79% on the year. Medium and large one feeder steer, 600 to 700 pounds. Average $299. That's down a little more than $6 on the week, but it's still more than $30 higher than year-ago levels. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 600 to 700 pounds. Average $279.79, up more than $7 on the week and up more than $30 from year-ago levels. Cash hogs had no comparison at midday with very light negotiated purchases. It's Monday and cash hog business typically starts off the week slow. Hog slaughter is running about 0.5% higher than it was last year at this time. Processors have had to be a little more aggressive in their procurement efforts overall to move needed numbers. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market remains strong, and domestic demand is seeing a boost with summer grilling season just around the corner. Both are very supportive to prices. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $50. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $35 to $47. Barrels and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $51 to $61. And pork values were higher at midday, up $1.63 at $102.48. Ribs were sharply higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brandfield.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It's perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you're already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
You have auto insurance because, let's face it, stuff happens. And then you feel punished with a rate hike after filing a claim? Erie Rate Lock changes all that. With Rate Lock from Erie Insurance, your low rate stays great until you change cars, drivers, or your address. Your Erie agent in Richland Center is the Richards Insurance Agency. Get a quote at 585-2137.
Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. Insured must meet necessary underwriting guidelines. Premium may change if you make policy changes. Not all products are offered in all states. Patent pending.
Kitchen remodels are a popular building project. At Harchi Lumber, they can design a new kitchen layout and offer the Craftmade and Marillac Classic line of cabinets. But cabinets aren't only for the kitchen. Spruce up the storage space in your bathroom, craft room, home office, or even as an entertainment center. Finish off your cabinets with a countertop that meets your needs and matches the decor. For all your cabinet needs, call 608-985-7207 or stop at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Lavelle and Reedsburg.
Soybeans and corn are higher, cattle and hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Work with Stein. Enjoy flexibility and unlimited earning potential at one of the most respected seed companies in the industry. Apply at steinseed.com/careers. Soybeans are higher. There's more heavy rain to start the week in southern Brazil, further delaying harvest and damaging crops. Stateside, it should be another week of largely mixed planting progress. July beans are up 21 at 1249. August is 19 and a quarter at 12, higher to 1244 and a half. July bean meal's up 540 at 374.20. July bean oil's 117 higher at 46.44. Corn's higher, monitoring U.S. planting delays, with parts of the region expected to see heavy rain and severe weather. There is the potential for much-needed rain in second crop corn areas of Brazil. July's up 10.5 at 463. September's 10.5 higher at 473. And wheat's in the lead yet again today. Weekend storms in parts of the central and southern U.S. plains might have damaged some of the winter wheat crop. Frost and dry weather continue to hit wheat hard in the Black Sea region. July Chicago's up 38 and three quarters at 689 and three quarters. July Kansas City's up 38 and a quarter at 7. July Minneapolis wheat's up 30 and a quarter at 741 and three quarters. Live cattle are mixed out of this week's widespread direct cash cattle business. Also, USDA cattle on feed numbers are out on Friday. June live's up a dime at 181.15. August is down 55 at 178.50. With this higher move in corn, August feeders are down $1.65 at 258.20. September feeders are 135 lower at 259.50. And hogs are mixed, adjusting spreads and watching demand. Pork was up at midday today. Midwest butcher markets are steady. The major direct markets this morning were not reported at the open. June leans 32 higher at 96.82. July's 10 lower at 99.95. Crude oil's down below 80 a barrel. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
A climate-friendly solution to fight food insecurity. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. 1 in 10 people globally face chronic hunger. As climate change impacts crop production in different parts of the world, sorghum, an ancient grain, could provide some options. Nate Bloom, CEO of Sorghum United, tells Brownfield the ancient grain is an ideal candidate to improve food security and provide financial support to villages around the world.
The importance of building these regional food systems isn't just so that they can feed themselves by planting the correct crops, but it's also teaching them to be independent again, because they haven't been for so long. And so it's doing things like training up local leaders so that they can go and understand how they can build up their communities, encouraging young people to, maybe become entrepreneurial and understanding alongside the villages, how they can support entrepreneurs so that they can make value-added products with the grains that are being grown within their village. If you're in Kenya and you're used to eating ugali, and ugali is kind of a bread, by the way, that's made with sorghum and millet, and you can make the very best ugali in the region using the crops that you're growing there in your village, then take it to market once a week and go sell it to the village down the road. Don't wait for the market to come to you. Create your own market.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It's perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you're already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
In agriculture, we take care of our people. And part of that is recognizing when someone might not be okay. While farmers experience higher levels of psychological distress and depression than other occupations, they are less likely to seek help for their mental health. It's on all of us to offer a helping hand. Find tools for managing stress and seeking help at soygrowers.com or #soyhelp. Together, let's cultivate a healthier future. Brought to you by the American Soybean Association and United Soybean Board.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring
and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Elections are expected to be held in the coming weeks after the death of Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi in a helicopter crash over the weekend. President Biden